And it's KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM. My name is Mike Hagan. It's 9 a.m. on Friday morning, which means it is once again time for Open Mic Radio. Let's get things going in a superstitious manner on this Friday the 13th. This is St. Louis singer-songwriter Andrew Ryan. Welcome to the program. It's Open Mic Radio. Friday, March 13th, 2020. Friday the 13th, you bet. Sure feels like it, doesn't it? Every week here on Open Mic Radio, we feature interviews with Missouri's finest musicians and bands, live in-studio performances, often enough at least, and a rundown of some of the musical events happening around Mid-Missouri over the weekend. My name is Mike Hagan. Good to be here with you. I'm glad you're here with me. Whether you're listening over the traditional airwaves or worldwide over the internet, hello to everyone out there. Welcome to the show. sort of a gloomy morning here in mid-Missouri. Going to warm up a little bit, but I don't know. We'll have to see. Either way, hope you enjoy the day. Make it a good one. I am excited to be here this morning. The show kind of isn't what I was hoping for. We've got a lot of changes, I guess, with a lot of things recently. But the gentleman that I was hoping to have with me in the studio this morning was going to be doing a show, and the show got canceled. So he's not going to be here. We're going to play music from Andrew Ryan anyway, though, and we might get him on the phone here in a little bit. But yeah, we'll be featuring music from my friend, St. Louis singer, songwriter, and producer, Andrew Ryan. He is a cool dude and a great writer, and we're going to play songs mostly from his record called Across Currents. He's got something new that's coming out, but I haven't really gotten my hands on it yet. So anyway, we'll have Andrew and his music this morning. And he was here actually last year in June. We had a great time. He and his sometimes musical partner, Jason Ray, were here in the studio, and they put on a wonderful performance right here at KOPN. And I wish I could have had Andrew back in the studio this morning, but that's the way it goes. So we'll play some of his songs and see if we can get him on the horn here in a little bit. Either way, we'll do a rundown of some of the things that are happening around town tonight and tomorrow. Lots to do, so get out there and try to have some fun while they'll still let us. Before we get too busy, let's say thanks to Blake Gardner and the Farmers. Well, let's see if we'll, let's try this.
This is Blake Gardner.
And the Farmers.
And you're listening to Open Mic Radio on
KOPN 89.5 FM.
I'm a...
All right, I appreciate that from Blake and the gang. But real fun time last week with Blake Gardner and the Farmers. Excellent, excellent music. You can catch them tonight, as a matter of fact. And let's see if I can figure that out. I think it's at Rose tonight. We'll talk about this a little bit later in the program. But big show for them tonight. Summer Camp on the Road Tour. Blake and the band will be playing tonight at Rose. And yeah, I'll mention a little bit more about that in a little while. Well, I haven't had my guys from the Waste Management crew come around during the show in the last few weeks. They're out there in the alley right now. So hello to the great women and men that help out with the city's trash and keeping the place clean and doing important work and not getting a lot of credit a lot of the time. So anyway, appreciate those folks, and they listen to the show as well. All right. Blake Gardner and the Farmers last week had a great time. Appreciate that. All right, let's play another one here from Andrew Ryan. Got plenty of time for music this morning, and I can get my act together and come back to y'all in a few minutes. It's Mike, and this is Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia, 89.5 on the dial, and streaming all around this lovely blue planet at www.kopn.org. All right, this is a song from Andrew Ryan called Ain't It Obvious. Back in a little bit. Ain't it obvious? All right, yeah, there's another one from my pal Andrew Ryan. I'm going to play another one from him right now. This is my favorite song, actually, from this particular effort, and this song is called Caladiums. Andrew Ryan here. You're listening to it, Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia.
Yeah, I'll go away. about 25 and you can't decide. You're like the city lights, just like the city lights. You're like the city lights, just like the city lights, just like the light.
Well, we're just having sort of a casual show this morning here on Open Mic Radio. We're kind of discussing some things happening at the station. I got Diana Moxon in here with me and station manager Tim Pilcher. And anyway, it's Open Mic Radio, and hope you're all having a good morning. Kind of a crazy morning. I know everyone's a little bit concerned about some of the things that are happening out there in the world, and we are here at the station as well and trying to figure out exactly how we're going to handle things here and how we're going to get our signal out to you. But trust me, we're going to keep this radio station on the air. Tim is shaking his head right now, and you know, whatever we got to do, we'll do. And we are a community radio station. This is where KOPN really shines in situations like this. We'll be sure to help out any way we can, and if you need something, give us a call here at the station, 573-874-5676. Perhaps you've got a public service announcement or something that you'd like to share. We're always open to help get that stuff out to the public, okay? So anyway, we're still going to have a good time this morning. I'm upset, unfortunately, that my guest was not able to make it this morning. It's crazy. I triple booked this Friday because I'm such a scatterbrain sometimes. So I had a guy named Al Jolly that I invited months ago, who's a great St. Louis musician. Then I invited Pippa, who's one of our local girls here, a great fiddle player and a songwriter, and she does a show called World of Music, I think. Isn't that what it's called? Music of the World. I think it's the second second and fourth Tuesday of every month. And then I booked Andrew Ryan, who is a singer-songwriter from St. Louis, who was supposed to be playing here tomorrow evening, but that show, I think, got canceled. So I got all these people who were supposed to be here, so I had to apologize to two out of three of them, and now I got nobody. But I do think I may have Andrew on the line here, by the way. Hi, this is Open Mic Radio. Hi, who's this?
Mike?
Yes?
Happy pandemic. It's Justin Hickerson.
Justin Hickerson. Well, I should have known better. You put a smile on my face, Justin. I'm so glad to hear from you. How are you, my brother?
I'm well. I'm actually packed into a sardine truck full of some of Columbia's best here. I'm looking at Chris Foss and Andy Ream here. We're pulling a big old trailer full of mulch while we still can.
I like it. What's Foss doing with you guys?
He's working, man.
I tell
he's
you what,
best.
Man.
He's the best we got. We're the best in town, man.
Well, I tell you what, you're also a very valuable employer. I love the fact that you're providing work for some of our gang out there. So hi to Chris and hi to Andy, and hope you guys have a great day out there.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, some of us who are otherwise unemployable still need work, so that's what we're here to do.
Yeah. Well, what do you got planned for this evening? Are shows that you're involved with still going to be played, or are you taking rain checks, or what's going on?
I personally have nothing going on this weekend as far as playing goes. I know Foss here played with the Billies last night, the
right.
Barroom Billies.
Right, right.
And that was actually a pretty solid set. But I'm planning on going down to Rose, if the doors are still open, God willing, and checking out the Cat Daddy show.
Yeah, that's tonight. And Blake and Blake Gardner and the Farmers are playing there as well. I think that's the summer camp tour, right? Or I think it's sort of like a battle of the bands. I think there's some voting going on, and whoever gets the nod gets to go play at summer camp.
Oh, that's what the show is this evening?
Yeah, that's the show at Rose tonight. At least you've got Blake Gardner and the Farmers.
Okay.
You got Cat Daddy's Funky Fuzz Bunker Band, and you got Crooked Fix.
Yeah.
And you also got a band called Spilly Nelson that I've never seen, but I love the name. So
Spilly Nelson.
Spilly, as in spilled. Yeah, Spilly Nelson.
Spilly. Oh, I see.
You can do a whole bunch of those. You can do Silly Nelson.
Nelson. We'll do Willie Nelson, but spell it like we'll call it Wet Willie Nelson.
Oh, man.
All right. Coming at you strong. Andrew Ream, Justin Hickerson, and Chris Foss are Wet Willie Nelson.
I'd love it. All right. Well, I want the first radio broadcast when you guys do that project, okay?
All right. If you can air it after all the bleeps get taken out.
All right. Well, we'll figure it out. All right, dude. What else? Anything else on your mind?
Not much. We are just really, really being enthusiastic about this sudden spring that's upon us and trying too hard, or not trying too hard, to keep our minds on the current the current pandemic.
Trying to
carry on and also trying not to worry too much about, you know, this talk of snow over the weekend. I don't even want to hear it. Yeah. I don't want to hear it.
I'm with you. All right, man. Well, I hope you have a great day, and I'm going to be gone this weekend, so maybe I'll see you next week sometime, okay?
Well, you travel safe and take care of yourself, Mike, and don't bring anything back with you.
I won't. Take care of yourself. Tell the guys that today.
All right. We'll see you, Mike.
Bye, Jess. Bye. All right, that's my good friend Justin Hickerson. Wonderful drummer, singer-songwriter, plays with bands like The Daves, The Ridge Runners, Fox Teeth. Who else? Paul Weber and the Scrappers. Busy, busy man, old Justin Hickerson. And Andy Ream and Chris Foss hanging out with Justin this morning, doing some work around town. Love those guys, and glad that they give us a call and say hi. All right, I'm going to play a song here from Andrew Ryan, and we're going to get him on the phone and be back with you in just a few minutes. It's Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia, streaming on the web at kopn.org.
Phone around in front of you. Believe me, you won't know what to do. Star stairs, Stratus ladders, Grand Canyon skies is all I see when I see your smile. When it's all flown around in front of you, believe me, you won't know what to do. Well, I can't believe it hasn't happened yet. Well, how many chances are we gonna get? I can't believe it hasn't happened yet. Well, how many chances are we gonna get? Tell me what you're after, your desires and your treasures. They tell me things I cannot understand. If devotion's a mother, let's name a regret.
All All right, there you go. There's another one from Mr. Andrew Ryan from his 2017 release called Across Currents. That's a song that was called Disingenuous. And speaking of Andrew Ryan, I've got the man himself on the line with me here. I'd like to say good morning. And hi, Andrew. How you doing, man?
Hey, great, Mike. How are you doing?
I'm hanging tough, hanging tough. What's happening this morning? You still in St. Louis this morning, or are you? I didn't even know if maybe you are traveling or maybe you're not.
Oh yeah, no, I'm still in St. Louis this morning. I'm not going to be traveling until tomorrow morning.
Did they decide to do that show or not? I got a note from Andrea this morning saying that so far, in a general sense, had canceled all of their shows, and she wasn't sure if they were actually going to be able to do the show tomorrow. I wondered if you had heard anything.
Oh, I have not heard anything yet. I was wondering about that because everything's kind of shutting down right now.
Crazy, huh?
I was just in St. Louis last night at this house show as an audience member, and the guy that I saw perform, this is the first night of his tour, and he's supposed to go on the road with John Moreland, and they canceled all their shows.
No kidding.
So I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, pretty crazy stuff going on. So anyway, Well, let's talk a little bit about you for my listeners who aren't familiar with you. You were on the program here back in June of last year with your sometimes partner, Jason Ray. I don't know if you still play any music with Jason. Hopefully you do.
Yeah.
But anyway, for people who aren't familiar, you're from St. Louis and you were in the music industry for quite some time, I think 13, 14 years before you actually became a recording artist yourself. I know you did a lot of producing and stuff. Maybe tell some people a little bit about your background.
Yeah. So I grew up in a very small town in southeastern Missouri, so like lead mining town. And I went to this audio recording school in Phoenix, Arizona in 2004, where little classrooms are just like recording studios, those big analog consoles, the tape machines and Pro Tools and all that stuff. And all the instructors were people in the industry that have worked on like some major records and stuff. And I did like a year program there in Phoenix. And then I decided to go to Chicago for an internship. And I landed an internship at Electrical Audio under this well-known recording engineer, mixing guy. And he's worked on like Nirvana's In Utero, a lot of stuff with the Pixies, Surferoso, the Breeders, and you know, thousands of other artists.
That was Steve Albini when you were working with Steve Albini?
Yeah, I got to hang out with him and work for him and stuff and listen to all these great stories. He worked on the Page and Plant acoustic album
in the 90s.
I heard all kinds of awesome stuff from that, you know.
I think he did some Smashing Pumpkins stuff too, perhaps, didn't he?
I'm not sure about that. When I was there, I know Billy Corgan's manager, best friend, came over and like rented some equipment a few times.
So
I don't know if he actually recorded there or not.
All right. Hey, Andrew, let's take a little sidetrack here for a second. We've got someone else on the line with us. I think it's probably Andrea. So let's say hi.
Okay.
Who else is here with us?
This is Andrea.
Hi, Andrea from SoFar Columbia. How are you, young lady?
I am good. How are you guys?
Doing pretty well. I got Andrew on the line with me here.
Hey, Andrew.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you today?
Great.
So you got any news for us, Andrea?
I don't yet. I'm waiting to get a final update. Things are getting really crazy right now worldwide, I know, and I'm so tired of talking about it, but I'm hoping that we can still put things on tomorrow as planned. So I'm waiting for a final update on what's going on.
All right. Well, you let me know when you know, and we'll make sure we let people know from the station here. But anyway, we've got Andrew Ryan. And Andrew, I'm sorry if your last name escapes me. Maybe we don't even have to say it on the air. But anyway, I've got Andrew and Andrea. That's interesting enough. And Andrea's from SoFar Columbia. Tell the people a little bit about what SoFar does.
Yeah, absolutely. So we, here in Columbia, we're doing them monthly, but worldwide, they're basically secret kind of concerts. So we bring three artists in from wherever they happen to be traveling from, put them in a non-concert venue, and we put on a show. So you buy your ticket. We tell you what day it is. You buy your ticket, and then right before, actually today, we were announcing the location until things are off track a little bit. So you find out right before, and then you show up, and that's when you find out who's actually going to be there. So it's a very fun, different kind of thing, and you never know what you're going to be getting into with it.
Yeah, I've been to a couple of them. They're a lot of fun. And I think Andrew's actually played at one before. I won't say anything about what's happening this weekend, but I know Andrew Ryan has been at a SoFar event in the past. Have you done that, Andrew?
Actually, I have not.
Oh, I thought you had.
I've done similar events. Just nothing with the actual company,
All right. Well,
sorry to make you sound.
That's all right. I'm getting all my facts wrong this morning. That's no big deal. Andrea, how about a couple of the previous shows that you've done? Tell people some of the artists that have performed in SoFar events here in Columbia.
Yeah, so like I said, I try to always have somebody local at a show, somebody from Columbia or, you know, nearby. But so we've had, you know, Loose has been here for us actually a couple times.
Sure.
We had the Burney Sisters at our very first show. Then we've brought in some people from out of town. So we had Tonina, we have people as they're traveling East Coast to West Coast. It's really convenient to hit Columbia, Missouri. So,
right.
It's pretty cool to get some people from, you know, that otherwise people literally would never hear from.
Yep. All right. So the plan is, there should be a show tomorrow night. Now it's a little bit tentative at this point because we're not sure actually if it's going to be, take place or not because of the coronavirus situation that everyone I'm sure now is aware of. But if it does go down, what would people do in order to get involved?
Yeah, so you can go online to SoFarSounds.com/ColumbiaMo, and you can buy tickets there. Or sometimes social media is probably the easiest thing. And we're on Facebook, Instagram, everything.
Right.
We've been thinking about this and wondering, do we need to cancel a show? Everything. Since there's nothing in Columbia, we thought we're going to do this show, and then we'll assess from there on because the next show is not till the end of April. Then today, worldwide, SoFar sent out an email stating that all shows are canceled. They're trying to see what they want to do about shows within the next 48 hours. So that's kind of why we aren't sure what we're allowed to do quite yet. But we will make sure that we let you and all of our artists and everybody that had tickets know as soon as we know.
Let me ask you a question about the organization of SoFar. Is it a corporate entity? In other words, how much control do they have over their local affiliates, so to speak?
So it is. So we're an independent city. So we can do whatever we want as far as booking people, selecting where, you know, the locations and whoever we want, wherever we want, whenever we want. We've got to follow kind of their rules and we use them obviously for ticket sales and things like that. So we make sure that we stay compliant as far as like the brand, making sure that it is, you know, the shows are all kind of the same, but at the same time, they're all so individually unique. Even here in Columbia, every single show that we've had, you know, 15 or 20 now, have been very, very different just from month to month.
Okay. All right, cool. Well, Andrew, any questions for Andrea? And we'll let her go, and then you and I can get back to our conversation.
No questions. Just hopefully it works out. But, you know, everything that's going on, I wouldn't be surprised if it was shelved, but. No questions.
Yeah, I will say that everything that we have set up for, we've already have ticket sales and people booked, artists booked for even our April show. So my hope is that we can get everything just kind of pushed off. I know it's hard with all of our artists to get in where you fit in as far as their schedules and our schedules. But if it doesn't happen tomorrow, I am hopeful that everything will be rescheduled and be able to be the same. But we shall see.
All right. Sounds good.
So thank you guys.
Andrea, I appreciate you calling.
All right. You guys take care.
All right. All right. That's Miss Andrea from SoFar Columbia, hoping to have a show tomorrow night. And there'll be more information out and about this afternoon, I'm sure, when Andrea finds out what's going on. Just if you're interested in going to that show or if you've already bought tickets, you can pay attention online, as she mentioned, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all that stuff, and I'm sure they'll keep you up to date. All right, back to Andrew Ryan. So when you were working in Chicago, what was that, about 10 years ago, or how long ago was that, Andrew?
Yeah, Yeah, that was a little bit ago. It was like 2005.
Okay, all right.
And oh, man, about 15 now, yikes.
Amazing, isn't it? Time, crazy.
Yeah, right.
Would you consider that sort of formative? Did you learn some skills there or meet some folks that you are still in touch with? Or how important was that in your career?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely was like a good doorway to walk through and see how just the real side of studios are ran. Because back then it was still all tape machines in the studio, which was unheard of kind of at the time.
Yeah,
with Pro Tools. And just meeting bands and artists flying in from Europe and, you know, other cities and staying there and recording and just seeing like the larger scale, like the old kind of style, how things kind of run in a bigger industry like that compared to now, how you'll see studios at smaller scales that, you know, are still putting out great material. It's just a different kind of world.
Right.
Sure.
Right. How did you get into your own recording business? I know you had and probably still have a studio of your own and have recorded lots of different folks there.
Yeah. So I went through that experience and moved back to St. Louis after I was there for about a year. And, I grew up, lower middle class. So I realized I need to make some money to afford to have the same things, that I've been using at these studios. So I got a job in the construction world, actually the Boilermakers. So I was traveling all these different power plants and oil refineries, working like 60, 70 hours a week for about a decade. But I had like 4 months off a year from that. So on those 4 months off, I would be recording bands, and I was able to afford some really good equipment, professional stuff. I had the same console that Steve and them had in their Studio B. So I had, real tools, real toys and stuff.
Right.
And I did that for a while with the money, and it worked out. I just got so sick of it, doing something, being miserable, basically. And I was in Wisconsin 1 year for 11 months straight. I came home like once a month to visit my wife. And we had a daughter at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I missed out on a lot of the formative stuff, like the losing the first tooth and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah. But anyway, so I did that and then decided to start recording these songs I'd been writing for a while. And just kind of made myself do it. And I'm glad that I did because now it feels natural and just feels like the right thing to do, even as crazy of an industry it is,
right,
to be involved in.
and those songs, I guess, were the ones that eventually became present on your record called The Cross Currents.
Yeah. I actually have a brother that lives in Taiwan, and I was over there visiting him years ago. I think it might have been like 4 years ago when he had his daughter. And I was staying in one of their extra rooms, and I was playing his wife's old classical guitar. Mm-hmm. I wrote like half the songs for the record there, kind of in isolation.
Right.
And then when I was in Wisconsin the next year, I rented a house with some coworkers, and I was living in the attic. It was like my room of the house, with a super low ceiling, like a 1950s kind of house. And I sit up there and I wrote like the other half of the songs in isolation. And then that's kind of how that record came out, those songs. So from those two eras. So.
All right. And you're working on new material, if I'm correct, or maybe it's already completed.
Yeah, I have a new record that's already completed. I just got all the masters back a few weeks ago, and I'm trying to kind of plot and plan on when to release it.
Awesome.
Hopefully by the fall, the latest, I would say, for sure.
Great. Are you happy
with... I've already got another...
You happy with the product?
Yeah. I recorded it and re-recorded it several times. A friend of mine that I went to that recording school with in Phoenix, I met a guy named Devin Skaggs. We reconnected after not seeing each other for years, and he lived in East Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
So I had all these demos recorded. I went down to see him, just showed it to him on a CD, and then he got all excited about it, and we decided to re-record it. So. I made several trips down there, recutting like the same parts, just like better sounding quality, and someone else pushing the buttons this time
mm-hmm.
instead of myself having to hit record and then worry about playing.
Yeah, it's nice to have somebody on the other side of the board for sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's pretty cool because on the Cross Currents, I also played drums on the record, so my control room is upstairs, and I would hit record and run down the flight of stairs, sit down, put on my headphones, wait till hear like six clicks, and then start playing.
You know? Oh my gosh!
So, it was just a crazy experience, but
well, that's pretty awesome though too. It's pretty interesting that you. I think you performed pretty much all of the instruments, or there are a few guests on Across Currents.
Yeah, there are some guests for sure. I did drums, acoustic, some of the electric guitar. I played glockenspiel and piano on one song. Mm. I had another piano player that's, you know, more of his thing.
Right.
The prettier parts, but yeah, I did quite a bit. Recorded it, mixed it, and
there's some real pretty cello on that record too. Who was playing the cello?
There's a girl named Christy. I think it's Brewbrocker.
Uh-huh.
I just met her through a few friends in St. Louis. And I believe she's kind of like a on-call kind of session player.
Huh.
Still around town.
Yeah, she's good.
Yeah.
And I think there was one other instrumental, or actually there's a young woman who sings backup on some of the songs. She just got a lovely voice. I think we've talked about her before.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's my friend Marie Marotti. She plays electric guitar and sings. And she did vocals just on that record.
Mm-hmm.
And she was playing with me in a band around town a couple of years ago, and she's a nurse, and she got a job opportunity to relocate to Washington D.C. where her boyfriend lives, and now they're engaged, and I'm invited to the wedding this fall. So
awesome.
She kind of exited for real world reasons, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she's still a good friend, and she's very talented. So.
All right. Well, cool. We're getting short on time here, and I want to play a couple more of your songs before I got to head out of here. So I will say thank you, and I'm hoping that your show is actually makes its way and actually happens tomorrow night. If not, we'll catch you next time around. And certainly when you release your new record and you come through Columbia here, we'll get you back down here to the radio station. Okay, Andrew?
Yeah, that sounds great. And thanks for playing the songs. I appreciate it. And hopefully it does work out tomorrow so I can hang out with you and see you for a little while.
I hope so, man.
Sounds good to see you. Yeah.
All right. Sounds good. Once again, Andrew Ryan, his record from 2017 is called Across Currents. We're hearing songs from that this morning. It's a great record, by the way, Andrew. I've told you that before. I really like a lot of the songs on here. And I'm looking really forward to hearing your new stuff.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, man. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Take care.
Yeah. All right, that's Andrew Ryan. Let's play one here called Lake Effect, once again off of his 2017 release called Across Currents. It's Mike. You're listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia 89.5 FM and streaming on the web at kopn.org.
Just another day, just another day.
especially. I was under the gun, and went out on the run to the shipyards, lay at sea. Refineries. Now a man can easily get so lost out here. Lake effect, it's got me thinking, what am I doing here? And you're an open book that reads. Attention to me. If I've ever been myself, last night wasn't it. Oh, the rain keeps falling in my feet, and the wind. Just another day,
just another day,
just another day out in the rain. And the wind blows me away from the people I need. Especially, especially.
There you go. Another one from Mr. Andrew Ryan. That one's called Lake Effect. You listen to it here on Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia. I just got word from Miss Andrea and so far that that show for tomorrow night has been canceled. So no so far show tomorrow night. If you have tickets, I'm sure you can contact the so far people and work that out. Hopefully they'll just kind of push things a little bit into the future, like Andrea was saying. So anyway, I think there's going to be a lot of that over the next few weeks, months. We'll have to see how it all pans out, but best of luck to everybody out there. And I will probably be feeling some of the effects here on Open Mic Radio as well. We're trying to limit the number of people that are coming through the station. And of course, I usually have musicians live in the studio with me every Friday morning, or most Friday mornings. So we'll probably do a lot of recorded stuff and maybe have some phone-ins and stuff like that over the next few weeks. I hate to say it, but that's the way it's going to be for a little bit, it looks like. Speaking of that, next week we have planned a duo called Relatively Balanced, and I think a visit from Dennis Freshner of the Boons Like Chord Busters, but we'll have to see how that all unfolds. We've got another band called Toaster Bath coming up in a couple of weeks, Al Jolly, Dennis Lane and Rose, Dave Angle, Mason Van Gogh's going to come back. Got a few other things lined up. We'll just, like I say, have to see how things unfold. Really quickly, let's talk a little bit about what might be happening. The Blue Note has a big note that says that they are open for business, as far as we know so far. I shouldn't say so far. That wasn't a very good choice of words, was it? Anyway, tonight, the K Brothers with St. Patty's, or I guess it's the St. Patty's Day Bash tonight with the K Brothers at the Blue Note. We mentioned it, Rose. We've got Blake Gardner and the Farmers, Cat Daddy's Funky Fuzz Bunker Band, Crooked Fix and Spilly Nelson, the Summer Camp on the Road Tour, Whoever wins that competition tonight will play at summer camp, wonderful festival that happens every year. Cafe Berlin, let's see what's happening there at the cafe. Upcoming shows, well, Soul Message with Sharp the Nine tomorrow night. Nothing happening there tonight. Roachport General Store, looks like we've got the Terry Smith Trio tonight and Dating Sarah tomorrow. And let's see if we've got anything showing at Cooper's. Looks like nothing except a little St. Paddy's Day Irish session on Sunday afternoon from 2 to 5 at Cooper's Landing. All right. Well, that's about all I got to say for what's happening. And tomorrow night, I guess, at the Blue Note, there's a planned show, the 90s versus the Knots St. Paddy's Day Ball with DJ Requiem. And Alex is going to be back on the program here sometime soon as well. I should mention that this program is brought to you by Sycamore Restaurant, in part, serving new American fare made from scratch and local products. Sycamore is open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m., and is located on the corner of 8th and Broadway in downtown Columbia. All right.
This is Andrew Ryan, and you're listening to Open Mic Radio on KOP in Columbia, 89.5 FM.
I'm Effie Willig, and you're listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN 89.5 FM.
You're listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia 89.5 FM.
We sound like the same voice.
This is Preston,
Josh,
Bree,
Zach.
We are Among the Mountains. And you're listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia.
All right. There's a bunch of my promo bumpers that I've been holding on to, and I finally got them all together, so I wanted to play a few of those for y'all. And thanks to the bands and musicians that take the time to record those for me. All right, it's Mike, and it's Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia. Stick around. Diana, Speaking of the Arts, coming up in just a few minutes. Hope the winter is almost over. It has been fantastic. Stay cool. Stay safe this weekend. Try to have a little fun. And cheers. Talk to you all next week. One more from Andrew Ryan on the way out here. This one is called Town and Country.
Fitting me.